Stephanie Rissler is host of South Dakota Focus on SDPB-TV, which airs at 8 Central, 7 Mountain on SDPB-TV. Last week, the discussion was Tourism 2019. Now, tourism is South Dakota's second largest industry. Stephanie joins us now from SDPB's Vermilion Studio with a recap. Welcome back to In the Moment, Stephanie.
Oh, good to be here, Chris.
That was quite the show. You had quite the panel for last week's show on tourism. Let's talk about that.
We did. Well, we had Secretary Jim Hagan on. You can't really talk tourism without the secretary.
That's true.
Every part of the state was represented. Gary Keller was there. He talked about the southeast part. Casey Wisemantle, he's from the Aberdeen area, so are Glacial Lakes and Prairies Association. And Ron Madison, he's with South Dakota Missouri River, so anything that is on the Missouri River from the top to the bottom of our state, that organization represents. So he addressed everything going on up and down the river.
So then what was he talking about up and down the river? What's going on?
Everything from tourists or visitors wanting that kind of back roads experience, where to go to find that on the river. He talked about some great events that are coming up, some in Mobridge, some in Chamberlain, some in Yankton. Everything from low maintenance to your top-end fishing tournaments. He gave some input on what we can expect on the Missouri River this summer.
Did they talk at all about the elevation of the river, if it's up, if it's down, if that changes tourism in South Dakota at all?
Not in specifics, but we did talk about how this winter and then the excessive rains this spring is going to create some concerns for tourism and visitors coming. It wasn't the best March. We had a lot of snow in March. And now as they look to late spring and summer, those in the tourism industry are trying to be optimistic, but they do know that flooding is going to take place in some areas. But they did not give any, you know, specific levels to where the river's at.
I bet you Secretary Hagan had a lot to say, didn't he?
He is so much fun to have on the program, and he's just full of information. One of the things I had asked him about, they are trying a new campaign that will kind of hit on those misconceptions. And what they have found, people that have not been to South Dakota before really do have some misconceptions about our state. You know, do we have hotels? Do we have restaurants that will feed large groups of people? So their campaign will reach out to those out-of-state areas where those misconceptions are. They're calling it Inspiration with Information, which I thought was interesting. You know, he talked about international tourists. We have a lot of visitors that come from overseas. He also touched on what the numbers looked like for 2018. 2018 was a great tourism season, bringing in more dollars and more people than the year before. We had a great conversation, and here's part of that conversation.
Last year, well, literally within the last 6 months, we conducted a number of focus groups. So Chicago, which is a new market for us, Minneapolis, which is an established market. Right. We've been there for about 30 years. And then Dallas, which is an emerging market. Mm-hmm. And it was still surprising to us to hear, even from the Minneapolis market and from Dallas and Chicago, some of the first questions were, okay, South Dakota, we sort of know where it's at. We know the population is small. Do they have restaurants that can feed visitors? Right. Do they have lodging for us? And what sort of attractions and amenities do they have? Can they handle visitors? And so that was good for us to hear and to be reminded about that and to say, you know what? In our future marketing, we have to be sure and address some of those questions. So you'll see in a lot of our future marketing what we're calling Inspiration with Information, making sure that they understand that, yes, we have great lodging facilities here, great hotels, we have great restaurants, we have great family-friendly attractions. So we have everything you want to have a superb vacation.
Okay. Give us a better overview of how 2018 went.
2018 was great. So it was 9 straight years of record growth for the tourism industry, which is no small feat because we've had some up and downs through those 9 years. But you hit on some of the key statistics. 14.1 million visitors spending $3.98 billion. The tourism industry added $2.66 billion to the state's GDP. That was about 2.5% growth. Mm-hmm. When you look at other key statistics, 50 54,723 jobs I haven't memorized, which was about 1% growth in terms of producing those jobs for South Dakota. Saving each household about $865 in taxes because tourism does exist, mm-hmm. and then generating about $300 million in state and local tax revenue. And that's about 11% of all state tax revenue. So I would say in terms of revenue, we've been the tourism promotion tax and gaming revenue, we're holding pretty steady through January, February. March numbers we just got the other day, not as good as we had hoped, but again, the weather just played such a significant role in that. But I can tell you that as we look towards the summer, inquiries from our target markets, we're setting all sorts of records in terms of website traffic, calls coming into the 1-800 number. So those are really good indicators that there's strong interest in the state and strong interest in traveling. So I think it's going to shape up to be pretty good.
What are we seeing in terms of visitors from overseas?
Yeah, we're seeing a great number, which is really fun. So we've had a focus for about 20 years on some of the main European markets, United Kingdom, France, Germany, Italy, the Benelux countries. We added Australia, New Zealand as a target market about 4 or 5 years ago. And we just entered China for the first time this year. We did a mission to Beijing, Guangzhou, and Shanghai, which was spectacular. Met with 350 tour operators when we were over in China. So we are seeing a lot of Asian visitors, a lot of Japanese visitors, and we're that number is just going to continue to grow.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Stephanie Rissler, host of South Dakota Focus on SDPB-TV, airs tonight at 8 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Mountain. We're talking last week's show. Now, tonight's episode, we're talking the pesky emerald ash borer.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the emerald ash borer. It has been found in South Dakota. It's only in one area of our state, but there's concern, will it spread, and what do we need to do to try to stop that spread or minimize that spread? So we'll have Dr. John Ball on. He's a forest health specialist through the Department of Agriculture, but he's also a professor at SDSU, and he really is our forestry specialist. Travis Thielen, he's with GFMP. He's going to talk about our state parks. And so far, the beetle has not been found in any of our state parks. They'll talk about some of the efforts over the last few years to keep that from happening. And now that it's in the state, how do they stop it from happening going from here on out? Brenda Sievers is with, she's the Department of Ag, the plant industry manager. So she's going to show you exactly what trees have been affected, what trees can be affected. And then we'll have Kelby Mirez. He's with the Sioux Falls City. They have an area in their community that's been quarantined because of the emerald ash beetle. He'll talk to us about those efforts and what those efforts have done to stop the spread of this bug.
Stephanie Rissler, host of South Dakota Focus on South Dakota Public Television. It can be seen tonight, 7 Central, 6 Mountain. Stephanie, thanks as always for being on the show with us.
Thanks, Chris.